You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. And I don't know about you, but I'm very thankful for Friday. Friday is a wonderful day. It is my day off, and so I always celebrate getting to have a little bit of a reprieve from the daily pressures and things of that nature. It allows me to get a few things done around the house and stuff like that. Use some brain muscles that I don't ordinarily get to use, and occasionally get to go out and hit a little white golf ball and don't have to repent after I do so. So for those of you who do not play golf, you miss the point entirely. You get to go out there. You get to enjoy nature. You get to, you know, hit something as hard as you want to. You don't have to repent afterwards. And it's great. It is great therapy. You get to enjoy the God of creation. So, hey, if you do not have a church home, I would love for you to prayerfully consider Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We are a church that's been around for about 70 years. We support, I think it's over 60 missionaries every month around the globe. And we exist as a church to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. And if you do not have a church home, listen, as we're going through Matthew chapter 24 here, I hope that you see that the conditions of the days in which we live very closely mirror the things that are described in Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 12. And so right now we have been going through lawlessness. We've been actually touching or teaching from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And Matthew chapter 7 concludes or down around verse number 23 and says, "And then I, Jesus, will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." And so we have been talking about lawlessness, and verse number 12 says here in Matthew chapter 24, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." So that's what we have been teaching about, trying to prevent. We try and prevent lawlessness. We try and encourage people to embrace the word of God, the commands of God, to live by those principles, those commandments, those mandates, and experience the blessings that come as a result of that. Knowing that not everyone is going to do that, my second objective is to keep my love from growing cold, your love for God from growing cold. We do not want our love impacted by the sinful community around us. We want our love, as we've been talking about, to be on display for people to see that there's an alternative, that you don't have to go around filled with despair and discouragement, but you can have hope, and you can endure, you can remain and abide until the end. So let me read verses 9 through 14. This is going to be the last day that we are in this passage before we move on Monday into a new arena. It says, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So we were talking yesterday about the gospel of the kingdom being proclaimed throughout the entire world. That is the scope of the assignment. It's not just tell one person. It's tell as many people as you possibly can. It's not just tell people that you like. It's tell everybody. It's not just tell people when it's convenient or when you feel like it or when it's easy. It is a mandate from God. There is a key element in God's timeline, and that is that people all over the world hear the message of the good news of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That is our objective. And so here not too long ago, I was having a conversation with my wife. It was right before we were going to go to sleep that night. And the conversation was more or less a challenge. And after 30 years, this is still my heart. Honey, can we believe God for more? Can we launch out, you know, and I've told you that 2023 for us is about a year of adventure with God and renewal by God. And we had some conversations about where we had come from as individuals, where the church had come from, some of the attitudes and mindsets that take place in some people's ministry. And I said, can Merit Assembly of God, can we stretch ourselves one more time to believe God for more? You see, I truly believe that eternity is going to be far from boring. I believe it is going to be a continual unveiling of the beauty, the wisdom, and the knowledge, and the power, and the presence of God. I think that the relationship with God in the heavenlies is going to be so perfect that eternity is going to seem like your high school years. I mean, just boom, fly right by. And it's not going to be dreary or a drudgery. I believe it is going to be the most fascinating experience of our lives. So you've heard me talk about and describe how that I rode this roller coaster one time. It's a part of a park. It's been relabeled and things like that since I've been on this ride. I think the ride still exists. It's just called something else, and I don't like that particular theme, so I won't go on this particular ride anymore. But what I experienced that day was there was a light rain that was coming down and my eyes were closed. I'd never been on the ride before and didn't know what was to be expected. And so I was literally at the mercy of the mechanism that was carrying me forward at a pace determined by it, in a direction determined by the architect. And the the ups, the downs, the twists, the turns, the inversions, and the all of that sort of stuff, all of that made for one of the most enjoyable roller coaster rides of my life. And so many times we have exactly the opposite mindset. We say, God, unless I know all of the details, unless I know that all of the risks have been eliminated, I'm not going to do anything. Well, I believe that when God says to do something, that the greatest risk is not in the obedience. The greater risk is in the disobedience. And so let me just throw out there to you that we don't go into 2023 with old mindsets where we say, well, this is just the way it's always been, and I'm not as young as I used to be, so my expectations are going to be lower than they've ever been before. Let's continue. You know, we're now into February, and let's say, God, we want to say yes, but we also want to believe that you're the God that's more than enough to compensate for any insufficiencies of natural resources. God, if you could work miracles with some loaves and some fishes, you can still provide. If you could, you know, bring healing to a man through the message of a little girl, God, you can still use an individual in 2023. You see, the good news of the kingdom is available to everyone. The Assemblies of God has a name. It is not a name that you might be familiar with in another context. There's a group with a similar name that propagates unbiblical lifestyles, but the Assemblies of God has created something called the human right, singular, the human right. And that is that every person, every individual that is alive on the globe has the right to hear a presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ in a manner in which they will understand and they will be able to respond to the message. So I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where someone was able to communicate with you, but they were also able to communicate with people around you in a language that you didn't understand, but those other people could. And I don't know how that makes you feel. I've been in situations where I knew that people were making fun of me. They were just making fun of me in a language that they didn't want me to know that they were making fun of me. But I knew what was going on. I couldn't understand all of the things that they were saying, but I could understand the attitude they had behind it. We present the gospel to children on a level in which children can understand. We present the gospel to young people on a level in which young people can understand. We present the gospel to those who are hurting in a language that they can understand. We present the gospel to those who seem to have all the world has to offer, but they still haven't realized that they need Jesus. By the way, I will say this. I noticed here several weeks ago after the national championship game in college football, and I was rooting for the losing team, and Georgia ended up winning their second national championship in a row. The very next day, that was on a Monday night, the very next day, there was already an article that said, what will it take for Georgia to three-peat? They didn't even give them 12 hours to celebrate, you know, an achievement until they were already talking about what's it going to take to achieve the victory the next time. You and I, we need to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to hear. It says that in this gospel of the kingdom, verse number 14 of Matthew 24, will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. The word witness in Greek is a interesting word. It's a word that's used in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. It is a word that is translated witness. It is also a word that is translated testimony. But it's also a word that is the basis from which we get another word, and that's the word martyr. I believe the pronunciation of the word is marturion. It means a testimony or a witness. It is what someone says or the person who says it. And so we talked a little bit on yesterday's program about the importance of the message and the messenger aligning so that the message of both lifestyle and lips communicates the same thing. So you don't want to be proclaiming blessing with your mouth and cursing with your life. You don't want to be proclaiming contradicting messages. You don't want to be proclaiming holiness with your mouth and immorality with your lifestyle. There needs to be a united message there. That is what the witness is about. That is what the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom is about. The preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom, is meant to be a testimony to all the nations, to every people group. Okay, that's what the word nations is all about. It means that there are different people groups. I know that people groups are trying to be proclaimed as a bad thing. Listen, people groups have been around for thousands of years. People groups have been abusing one another for thousands of years. But when you come into the kingdom of God, you realize that God wants people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every people group, every demographic. He wants males. He wants females. He wants young people. He wants middle-aged people. He wants elderly people. He wants people that look like you, people that don't look like you. He wants people from all of the different generations of humanity. He wants all gathering together to worship around the throne of grace. And the only way that we can get to people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every people group is if there's the preaching of the gospel as a witness to people that Jesus is for real and that he's coming again. There has been a tremendous assault on the word of God from an intellectual capacity, from a cultural issue, from there is a hostility to the word of God. And one of the reasons is because the Bible proclaims a very uncomfortable truth, and that is this, that one day things are going to cease as this world currently knows it. And there's going to be a day of accountability. Remember, this all started in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus says, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness." The uncomfortable truth is that the end is going to come. We all tend to think that we are going to live forever. I tell people, you know, and I'm not old by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I sometimes struggle when I hear that people are referring to people in my age bracket, plus a few years, not quite there yet, but they refer to people in that age bracket as elderly or senior citizens. Listen, I was still in my 40s when I received my first mailer from AARP, and I didn't get it at my house. They sent it to my parents' house, and my dad called, and he just thought that was just the biggest hoot in all his mail that day, was that I was getting things from the American Association of Retired Persons. And I said, "Well, you can just shred that and throw it away, because I'm a long ways away from needing their services, and I don't have them, even though I do qualify age-wise now." Everybody is the more birthdays that you have, the more you realize that your life will not continue in the same form or fashion that you've always known it. The end is going to come. You see, my goal is not for this this physical body to continue in its current condition for all of eternity. That is not my goal. My goal is for this corruptible to put on incorruptible, and this mortal body to put on immortality, and be able to use that body with all of its strength and all of its might for all of its purpose to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ throughout all of eternity, for my voice to never get raspy, for my exuberance in worshiping him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength to never get fatigued from worshiping God. That's the goal. The goal is to live a life redeemed by the blood of the Lamb so that I can walk in the fullness of what God is going to do in this body for all of eternity. The end will come. The end doesn't just come for your enemies. The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. And that message is a very uncomfortable message. You see, people don't want to hear that they need to repent. People don't want to hear. There are some churches that have taken out the reference to the blood that Jesus spilt upon the cross because they don't want to talk about the horrific price that their sin demanded in order for forgiveness to become a reality in their life. People don't want to hear that they are sinners, even though they know that they are sinners. I have a friend of mine that He said the first time that I ever went into an Assembly of God church and I was confronted with my sin, he said it was a message contradicting the message that had been proclaimed in my church growing up. And he said, "But I knew that it was true. I knew that I was a sinner, that I needed Jesus in my life." Folks, if you're just now hearing about it, the good, the message of the kingdom is good news. It does start off with the consequences. It starts off with the reality that apart from Jesus Christ, we are going to be separated from him for all of eternity. But it continues that because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, because of his prayers of intercession at the right hand of the Father, where he is praying for you, that because of those prayers, separation does not have to be your eternity. Reconciliation can take place instead. And Jesus wants you to spend forever with him. He went to great lengths. He literally laid down his life so that I could be forgiven of my sins and you could be forgiven of your sins, and we could live victorious over the power of sin and death, that we could live the life that God wanted us to live all along. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. And so the end of the world system, one day that will come. It will be completed. There, you know, I kind of used a game time illustration, I believe, on yesterday's program. Please understand, there was a beginning. Genesis says, in the beginning. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning. There was a beginning. And there is going to come a time of fulfillment for everything that God had designed for this world to do. And I want you to know that after that, what is it, Amazing Grace says, and when we've been there 10,000 years, we're still just beginning. We're still just going to be feeling like we're just scratching the surface. It's going to be absolutely marvelous. So I pray that you will not allow the lawlessness of this day and time to impact your love for God or your love for one another. But you will say, I'm not giving up. I am not throwing in the towel. I'm going to endure to the end. And not only that, I'm going to do my part to tell as many people as possible about the good news of Jesus Christ, because I want them worshiping around the throne of heaven. You know what? I had a person, I've got about 50 seconds here. I had a person that called the church one day. And they said, they pretended that they were going to be the bill collector from the power company, and looked at the caller ID and it didn't say power company on there. And I have an app and I can tell when the bill's been paid. And so they called to collect, and I said, you know, it's a great thing that you called, because you have called a church, and I know this, you're a liar. And you're trying to cheat people out of their money. And the Bible says that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. But the good news is that God directed you to me so I can give you the opportunity to repent. And for some reason, they didn't want to talk to me. God bless you. You have a great weekend. We'll see you here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Stillness, I hear.